We have been talking a lot about training camp today on G&D. I was out at practice. All of our camp coverage is presented on the Fan by Paul Henry's Window Installation. PaulHenry'sWindows.com, your clear home improvement choice. One of the stars of the day was rookie lineman Brandon Coleman. I was enamored with the big fella. Talked to him this afternoon right after practice.
Brandon, getting out here today, getting to see you, getting first team reps with the left tackle spot. It's got to feel good at this point of camp to continue to get those opportunities.
Yeah, you know, I'm just trying to show out here and show them what I got, and grateful that I get those opportunities, and all I can do is just give everything I have at practice, you know, to keep those opportunities going. And no matter what second team, first team I get, you know, I'm going to be out there and just show them what I got.
Played on the left side. We've seen you on the right side, even a little bit of guard. And that versatility for you, do you feel like that'll always be a part of your game, or are you looking to find a home and kind of get entrenched?
You know, I think I'll find a home at some point, but I'm always keep that versatility up there. You never know what can happen. You know, you might be able to be a left tackle like I was in 22, and then injuries happen. You got to move to a different spot. So I know I'm just working on staying ready on both sides and being comfortable wherever on the line.
What's up,
Baby? One-on-ones for the first time today. It's got to, for fans and for us in the media, that's an exciting pillar of training camp. Did you guys have a little more juice for that today with the pads on?
You know, I just see it as another opportunity to get better. I feel like every team period we have is like a one-on-one period at this level. And I see it as another opportunity to, you know, work what I know I got to work on, timing, you know, just trusting myself, being confident in my set. So I see it as another opportunity.
How do you feel like you're grasping the playbook at this point? It's got to be an arduous process. Nick was telling me that they throw everything, you know, one day, one week at a time, and then they'll scale it way back in season. So it's got to be overwhelming right now.
Not at all. You know, I kind of compare everything to what I did in college. The playbook that we got was pretty simple to grasp. You know, just being able to study every day, and you guys get used to it. You know, it's a lot of mental reps at home in the hotel, wherever you at, just kind of going through by myself, having a little walkthroughs at night or whatever, and then coming out here. The staff's been great about, you know, letting the rookies get a bunch of walkthroughs and making sure that we get a grasp of it, that any questions we have, we can go to them. So they made it easy for us to learn. I mean, obviously, these reps in training camp, going full speed, help you a lot of knowing timing of certain plays and all that stuff. So it's been a pretty good adjustment.
What have you been doing after practices to unplug? I don't know if you're a guy that puts your feet up and watches the Olympics at night, or what have you been doing?
During camp, it's kind of tough to get that time. You know, I get home at like 7 and I go to bed a couple hours later. So kind of do some recovery at home. I got a fiance that doesn't hear from me for 12 hours. So get to give her like an hour or two to talk to. Watch some TV, you know, just watch a show, or like you said, Olympic sports. It's kind of get to the people that you need to talk to during camp, family and friends. So it's kind of what I do.
Lastly, I just saw you signed autographs for a better part of an hour. I'm just curious what maybe the mindset is on spending that much time with the fans, and what it's like for you to be one of the wanted players here.
Yeah, you know, I wouldn't have thought to be as big of liked by the fans as I thought. Maybe it's just like, I don't know, I never knew O-linemen get that much love, but I'm just thankful that they're out here, not just for me, but like for the whole team. You know, it's not just like we have practice down here in the heat for hours, watching us practice, showing their support. So that's the least that I feel like I can do. Be out here, show them some love, sign some autographs, have some conversations with them. You know, that's what it's all about, building that connection.
Thanks, Brandon.
Appreciate you.
Brandon Coleman of the Commanders, the 67th pick in the draft, a third rounder for Washington.